Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1569, air date July 25th, 2025.
Welcome, everyone, to the Truth Freedom Health Movement. My name is Nicholas Lupo, and I'll be leading this talk tonight. Tonight's discussion is about spotlighting some of our incredible women, warrior scholars' journeys before and through the Truth Freedom Health Movement. These are working women who have chosen to break the illusion of the false heroes. So they are on the path on becoming leaders themselves. And this can actually be you if you choose to become a leader. And so that's a program that we offer. And so we actually are having our town hall currently right now. Every Thursday we have our town hall, and you can be part of our global community and meet others that are like-minded just like you. We're here to mobilize working people and to bring working people together and to come together, not in a kumbaya type of way, but in a shadow of the swarm type of way. And so, you know, the swarm, they want to highlight scumbags, celebrities, people that don't work, people that will turn a blind eye to child trafficking, con people, you know. And so these are the types of people that run the world. So of course, when that is the case, we're going to get a trash product, a corrupt system. And that's why there is a lot of suffering that's going on in this world. So we're really here to shine a light on the people who are actually putting action to their words. We want to highlight the people that should be highlighted, good-hearted, loving, hardworking people who are resilient, who have integrity, who have standards. Because we don't live in a world with standards. And so we actually want to change the standard and create the systems that we want to live in. And so who actually want to put and do the action. And so I think just to jump right into it, I want to, I guess, bring to the stage Rose Saez, who is one of our leaders in training. She's a warrior scholar. And she's actually in New Jersey, which I'm actually from, New Jersey, which is my home state. And so if Rose is here, I would like to for her to share her journey.
Hi, my name is Rose Saez, and I'm proud to say I'm a New Jersey girl, born and raised in South Jersey. I've been married for 51 years to the love of my life, and together we raised four incredible children, and they blessed me with nine grandchildren. My life has been anything but ordinary. I started my career as the first woman supervisor in quality control at Hunt Wesson Foods. And I was only 23 years old, just a baby. And suddenly they put me in charge of a team of men who were inmates on work detail. And they were dead set on proving that no woman could handle the job. Now, the job consisted of cleaning out the huge tomato tanks that were as large as a room. And my job was to climb down the ladder inside these huge tanks and inspect them to make sure they were properly cleaned. Now, I had this horrible fear that they were going to close the lid on me and lock me down inside there. It was a little scary, especially since I was on midnight shift all by myself. But I didn't back down. I stood my ground and I did the work and I earned their respect. But still, there was a lot of stress and the battles wore on me. So I walked away from a lucrative career with Hunt Wesson Foods. But I was not defeated. I took the courage to choose a different path. I decided to become a teacher of 7th and 8th grade, no less. Let me tell you, teaching 7th and 8th grade is no walk in the park either. But I poured my heart into it. It was not as enjoyable as I anticipated, and I thought teaching was going to be my dream job. So I walked away from that career as well. So then I decided to open a Christian daycare. I was driven by purpose and my faith. And so I opened this daycare in my church. But when the pastor chose profits over principles, I decided to walk away again from that job. By now, my husband was getting pretty perturbed with me. So I chose to homeschool my four children. And it started out as a personal decision, but then it became a movement. And I founded the Homeschool Academy of New Jersey, and I've served as the director of the Homeschool Academy for the past 25 years. So that's my background. So about a decade ago, I turned my attention to politics. I knew nothing about politics. And like many of you, I started searching the internet and listening to all the popular podcasters. They gave me so much fear, endless talk of doom and destruction. So I was preparing to have to live my life out in the woods, and I joined a preparedness group. This preparedness group taught me all kinds of survival skills to live out in the woods. There was wilderness tactics and all kinds of gear that I had to buy to be able to survive out in the woods. I even had to take shooting lessons. So I was ready to face anything. But after 3 years of this, I realized that I was preparing for a life that was not sustainable. So about that time, everything changed. A year and a half ago, I stumbled across a video by Dr. Shiva. He was speaking the truth. No one else dared to speak. He talked about Zionism. He talked about anti-Zionism, about the not-so-obvious establishment. I said, what in the world is that? He talked about the corruption and real systems, not just symptoms. And for the first time, someone wasn't selling me fear. He was selling the only solution to build an international bottoms-up movement of the working people, the most powerful force on this earth. And he was practical, grounded, and honest. So I loved everything Dr. Shiva was saying. Not too long after watching these videos, I get the call from Suresh, a man with a warm heart, a humble disposition, and a powerful vision. His kindness and sincerity lit a fire in me. And when he asked me to leave New Jersey, I had no idea what that would involve. But I knew one thing. I was ready to fight. Not with fear, but with truth. When I first got involved, the first thing I had to do was become a warrior scholar, and that involved taking a course called the Foundation of Systems. Now, this was MIT education that every warrior scholar receives, and that everything that we learned after that would hinge on this knowledge. Then I was given a list of 700 names of people who lived in New Jersey who had shown interest in the Truth, Freedom, Health movement. And that list, let me tell you, that list was my spark. Crystal became my mentor, and she taught me how to make phone calls, how to leave the right type of voicemail and send texts. These seemed like simple things, but they were powerful tools. Before long, the New Jersey team started to grow, and in came Eileen and Paul, who decided to step in and join me as leaders in New Jersey. And I had the honor of being their mentor. Together, we built the movement, shoulder to shoulder, hand in hand. Well, it didn't stop there. One of the most eye-opening and real learning experiences that I had was getting to work with Dr. Shiva and to work to get his name on the ballot to be president of the United States. Wow, that was such a privilege. But that meant collecting signatures. We collected over 1,200 signatures. We had to find electors. We had to navigate a system designed to keep the outsiders out. Now, we did everything perfectly what the state of New Jersey required to get a name on the ballot. But for some reason, we know what the reason was, the Secretary of State would not allow Dr. Chiva's name to be on the ballot. So we had to learn how to file lawsuits. Yes, we filled these lawsuits with the district courts, with the appeals courts. We may even go to the Supreme Court, and we did this ourselves with no lawyers. Just truth and courage was our weapons. And of course, we needed Nicholas Lupo to back us up. So we hit the ground, literally. We handed out over 36,000 cards, talked to numerous strangers. We posted over 2,000 posts in social media. So we showed up to do the work and we made our presence known. Now, next week, our team is going out to all the post office in New Jersey, and we will be doing the standouts. We will be handing out flyers to save the United States Postal Service because they are a public institution and they are worth fighting for. Every action, every conversation, every signature, that's part of our education. So we're not just doing theory, it's truth in action. Let me tell you something. I'm still holding a job while balancing all of this. So don't tell me you're too busy. Because when you believe in something that is bigger than yourself, you make the time. You don't wait for the perfect moment. We create it. So I stand here today, not just as a mother, a grandmother, a teacher, a director, but as a warrior for the truth, freedom, and health. I'm done running from the chaos. I'm here to build a movement, a future, a nation worth leaving to my grandchildren. So if you're tired of all the fear, and you're tired of lies, if you're ready to get off that plantation and actually do something, then join me. We're almost out of time. AI is trying to take all of our jobs. Join the Warrior Scholars team and let's get to work. So thank you for allowing me to share my journey with you today.
Wow, that's amazing, Rose. I think what you did in New Jersey during the campaign, collecting signatures, and people don't understand like the level of consciousness you have to collect signatures. And what Rose did is she made history, getting the first ever naturalized born citizen on the ballot in New Jersey. And she had, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you have no experience of collecting signatures. You're never part of a campaign. And so that's what she did. She did that. And so, just understand this, these are the type of people that are in our movement. And you will see the common thread between all these people, all these women. It's the actions they took. From an action, you gain an experience, and from that experience, it raises your consciousness. And so, and also, me and Rose, we're actually filing lawsuits pro se, no help from lawyers, because everyone knows lawyers are enemies of the people. They work with the state to fuck over their clients. Everyone knows this. And so we're figuring this out on our own. And so this is what we do. We're literally teaching people how to fight. And that's what Rose is doing, and she's on her journey, and we're all on our journey. And so it's really a blessing, and I'm just grateful to work with someone like Rose, who I've gotten to know over the years in the movement. And so, yeah, thanks for sharing, Rose. It's great to, and we're going to be having more, more consciousness raising in the future. So thanks. And so now, So now you heard from Rose Saez from New Jersey. And now we're going to move to Jill Jones from California. And Jill Jones, I remember the first time I seen Jill Jones, I think it was on an open house, and she was articulating about the movement. And I was like, who is this woman? She's so articulate. She's so thoughtful. I was like, wow, I got to. She was one of the first persons that I actually heard speak about the movement that was in the movement, other than Dr. Shiva. So, yeah. So, Jill, the floor is yours to really go and you know, take your time, you know, your journey before Truth Freedom Health and then through Truth Freedom Health. And yeah, just go ahead.
All right. Thank you, Nick. Okay. So I'll just give you kind of a background about myself and my journey with this movement. Here it goes. My name is Jill Jones. I'm from California. I'm a parent and caregiver. I'm also a Truth Freedom Health Warrior scholar and leader. I've always been disturbed about the state of the world, like even since I was a young kid. To me, it didn't make sense, like why in the modern world we'd have war. I thought we were beyond that. So I grew up and I would see, you know, really evil people living exceptional lives and then very good people suffering. And it made no sense to me. I questioned why people didn't rise up and fight. So since a very young age, I wanted to change the world. I really did. And that sentiment has always remained with me. So I discovered Dr. Shiva in 2019 when a Facebook friend, someone I don't even know in real life, but a Facebook friend shared a post. And Dr. Shiva was educating on modern immune systems theory. He was holding citizen scientists workshops over Zoom. And I had never used Zoom at this point, but I felt like it was really important for me to be a part of this workshop. So I had this like sense of urgency. I had to be there, and I had found something really special. So that day of the event, I actually had my kid in after school, and there wasn't going to be time for me to make it home from their school. But my brother lived real close by, and my sister had a Zoom account and a laptop. So I was like, hey, meet me at our brother's house, and let's connect to his Wi-Fi, and let's go to this workshop. And so we met up. My brother was still working, so we were just on his porch connected to Wi-Fi. And it was like a cold night, but we connected in. And I just like felt like, yes, this is something I had to be a part of. And I learned a lot from his presentation that night, and I really wanted to learn more. So I just kept on watching some of his videos, and I found his Paris Climate Accords video where he explained how climate change is about control and profits and does nothing to address the real problem of pollution. And this really resonated with me and made me feel very connected with Dr. Shiva. He shared perspective, but he was able to articulate like matters much better than I could, right? So I agree with him, but he spoke so well, and I thought he was just really brilliant. And I wondered why I hadn't discovered him sooner or why I didn't learn about him in school. I mean, he was the inventor of email. So from there, I began to listen in more and more and catch his live streams. He was talking about all the things that I spoke about, like crumbling infrastructure, poor quality of food, corruption in government, and he was highly educated on health. So I was just really fascinated. And what really excited me most was when I heard Dr. Shiva say he was building a movement. This was exactly what I thought people should be doing. And I needed to be a part of this. And I had been looking for like a serious movement my entire life, but I had never found one. So it was clear to me that this was what I was searching for. And then Dr. Shiva was making a call to action. And so I felt like I had to respond. I was really determined to join Truth Freedom Health and become a warrior scholar. I wanted to take the Foundation Systems course. I was like really eager, but my financial limitations at that time were kind of tough. So I had to wait. And so my birthday came around. I was like, all right, I'm going to give this to myself. And then I started going every Monday night to his live class, just every single Monday that I could. It was the same course, but he always taught it a little bit different. And so I felt like I was always learning something new. And the course really helped me to identify the swarm's input into our systems and how the controllers operate. So then outside the Monday class, I also discovered there are various weekly huddles. I joined into a couple of those, and then I realized there was a lot I was missing. So I was like, man, I got to get more involved. So while education is a core value, this movement is actually very practical and it's focused on taking actions. So I got connected with Crystal Ellis, and with her mentorship, I became more and more active in the movement. I found Crystal to be a very remarkable and brilliant person. She gave me opportunities to do work for the movement, and I was able to learn new things, refine my skill sets. And I'll tell you something, hard work is really appreciated in Truth, Freedom, Health. And so for me, that was a good opportunity. So I was able to contribute to the movement in the ways that I could, and that was through doing work and taking action. So Truth, Freedom, Health, it gave me a sense of belonging and a sense of community. Truth, Freedom, Health made me become more self-reliant, more capable, and this movement is giving me more and more opportunities to discover my own potential. I feel like my limitations are shattered repeatedly as I become a more competent individual, and we all must become more competent. We live in a world with dangerous levels of incompetence, dangerous levels of ignorance. Our very lives are in danger because of this incompetence and dangerous levels of ignorance. And this is by design. The system has manufactured incompetence and ignorance, and educated people cannot be controlled. And that's what Dr. Shiva says, we either get educated or be enslaved. And this is very true. America has become a nation of complainers, dependent on the state. We are not taught how to solve problems. We are trained to believe that there are no solutions. People think real change is impossible. They've been led to believe that change won't happen because people are too stupid or too lazy to do anything. Their minds have been plagued by the swarms program of learned helplessness and self-defeat. So people are giving up before they even try. What we are really dealing with is a system engineered to make your life as difficult as possible, to consume your time, your energy, your thoughts, and crush your spirit. It really bothers me to see how much the system limits human potential. We are like all made busy with nonsense. Our time is occupied with the swarm's inputs into our systems. As Dr. Shiva calls them, these are like weapons of mass destruction. And these weapons of mass destruction mean us at every turn. From parking tickets to medical policy at the hospital, where life-saving interventions are denied and drugs are sold at inflated prices, everything is like more complicated than it needs to be, harder. And this is by design. So whether it's the media grifters rambling about 9/11 decades later, or a vaccine policy wall standing between you and a job, or accessing the school system, the system has stressors to really fuck up your day. So to find a moment of peace or quiet solitude has become nearly impossible. But it is in these moments of solitude that we reflect on life, and we either find ourselves miserable and helpless, or determined and empowered. Those of us in this movement are determined to shatter the swarm. We are disciplined and focused on our goals. With system science, we've unlocked the formula needed in order to succeed and the understanding of how to reach goals. System science has been weaponized against us, but it can be used to liberate us. Dr. Shiva talks about this. So warrior scholars are really empowered with systems thinking to achieve our own liberations. And we need this framework, this thinking. This is how you change things. Most people feel the same, that things aren't right, that something must be done to change it. And when people lack the knowledge of how to change things, what ends up happening is that they are deceived. They are misled by fake opposition leaders that corral them back to the establishment to be enslaved once more. So we're not meant to live this way. We shouldn't live as slaves, but people have been denied their birthright. The human experience of discovering our true potential and living with true purpose. Truth from Health warrior scholars live with purpose. We're not waiting for someone to save us, nor do we expect someone else to fight for us. We understand that it's by our own hand, from the work as individuals, that we create change. We assume responsibility, and we don't back down to challenges, but instead overcome them. Instead of complaining, you can look at yourself and ask, what have I done today to make a difference? I can reflect on many actions I have personally taken. I can reflect on the many people I have invited into the movement, the many flyers I handed out that inspired others to participate. I can reflect on a multitude of actions I've taken that like support our goals, but I can't reflect too long because there's always more work to do. And it's meaningful work that has a real impact and measurable results. And it's really important that we break away from the social isolation that has been forced upon us. We need connections. We need meaningful conversations. People have forgotten how to talk to each other or why they even should. We've been forced into this isolation, and people, I've noticed, have begun to internalize system failures as faults of their own. With the training that I've received from Truth Freedom Health, it has made me understand just how poisoned our minds really are, how haunting the system's inputs are as we try to break free of their system. I have gained some self-awareness of how my thinking patterns have been corrupted by the swarm. So I'm shattering my consciousness from the swarm programming little by little. And the idea that because something is hard, it can't be done is complete bullshit. Like, life is hard. We all endure hard challenges every day. To take on something difficult and accomplish a goal that was very hard to do is a rewarding experience. I don't think that because something is hard, I should reconsider taking it on. No. I acknowledge that difficulty is found in everything and that hard doesn't need to stop me. It was very difficult to organize Dr. Shiva's presidential run. We had to make hundreds and hundreds of calls to recruit volunteers. We had to train those volunteers to collect signatures. We had to keep the team on task, keep them motivated. We had to deal with the Secretary of State's engineered failures, the government's purposeful incompetence when it came to preparing independent candidates' paperwork. The county elections office lacked training on filing and polling paperwork until the literal day before signature collection was permitted to begin. Then within weeks of collecting signatures, they contacted our team with additional rules, new rules. So our campaign for independent presidential candidate was the first of its kind since Ross Perot ran in the 1990s. I mean, that was before a lot of our volunteers were born. So if they lose it or lose it, our civic muscles had been atrophied. No one was really trying to challenge the system. Many believed that there was no chance for an independent presidential candidate, but none of these people even tried. See, we don't think in impossibilities, we think in systems. We collected thousands of signatures, but we needed thousands more. So we had to switch our campaign to a write-in campaign. We had 54 people volunteer to be electors, but when it came down to file, many people we had found had left the state. Some had left the country, and a great many more, they didn't have their alternates. So in California, you need 54 electors, and each and every elector needs to have a backup, an alternate elector. So it's actually 108 people. So in order to get filing going, we began by pairing up the electors we had. So that way we had our pairs. So each pair reduced her count, which required more recruitment of volunteers, more calls. And so we struggled to organize electors in California. We got help from other regions. Our strong interconnections as an organized system allowed us for our success. I had support from overseas. I had support stateside from different states. It was a really incredible effort, and it just showed me the power of organized systems, our strong interconnections. That's what we were seeing. And so we ended up with 58 electors and 58 alternate electors filed together, and we did this before the deadline. So we triumphed, we surpassed the goal, we succeeded, yet the Secretary of State denied our write-in candidacy. But this opened up a new opportunity, an opportunity to file lawsuits and learn from the process. We don't back down to things that are hard. We face challenges with the strength of a resilient system. So this movement grows, and those in it undergo personal growth. Areas I have previously struggled in, I no longer doubt my ability to overcome or my ability to achieve goals. I have more self-determination, as I know by applying myself and using the resources of a systems approach, I can set a goal and I can realize it. I've had personal growth in how I manage my health. Something I've gained from this movement is the ability to manage a chronic pain condition. I had some work-related injury that's really been hard to manage. And so I really wish I had MB25 sooner, because I lost a lot from being compromised by pain. I used to have days I could not do anything but rest. I was unable to meet my own needs or those of my family. And it was really frustrating. It caused a lot of damage to my health. In fact, I learned from Dr. Shiva that chronic pain shortens your lifespan. And that makes sense to me, because movement is the fountain of youth. And when you have so much pain, you get really stopped in your tracks and prevents you from moving. So for me to have a solution to pain is a blessing I do not take for granted. Pharmaceuticals do not work for me. They are not compatible with my individual body. And Dr. Shiva developed this natural anti-inflammation supplement called NV25. It does not cause me any side effects. It allows me to remain active. And this has greatly improved my quality of life. So I'm very thankful for that. And there's also more to health than just what we ingest and how much exercise we get. And I learned this from Dr. Shiva, how relationships with other people can impact our health for better or worse. He often speaks of how community is immunity, but it's the type of community that matters. Having positive, strong social connections with loving and kind people can benefit your health, but having toxic relationships with negative people in your life can make you physically unwell. I think a lot of us understand this on a subconscious level, but when you have that in your conscious field, it can serve you much better. I look really closely now at my relationships with others. What I found in this movement is a community of amazing people. Our movement is made up of working people, those that are hard pressed for time, but still make the time to do the work. We are morally driven and hyper aware of what's demanded of all of us if we are to end this abusive system. We have raised our standards and we demand competence. We will shatter your ignorance. Those that join this movement, they want to learn, they want to grow. So we unlock people from their prisons of ignorance. You must shatter yourself from the swarm and break away from those thought patterns that have you repeat problems and complain endlessly and hopelessly. Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholars are actively bringing awareness to our communities of the solutions we are making available. We're not waiting for government grants or big academia to decide to care about our health. We're not waiting because we know they'll never care. We are organizing independent of government to bring medicine to people safer, faster, cheaper. We're not being hopeful. We are being helpful and dutiful. We are providing guidance. We have an infrastructure and resources to counter propaganda. We are fact-based and structured in systems. Every flyer we share has a clear message and a call to action. Warrior scholars can take actions every day. They're consistent, they're focused, dedicated, and determined to win. We've studied the science of building movements, and we are committed to doing the work to manifest a world where we all have truth, freedom, health. Truth, freedom, health trains you how to articulate deep concepts with clarity, and this will increase your skill sets. Every day, I have conversations with people I meet, and I share with them our work. Truth, freedom, health gives me the resources and infrastructure to be a self-organizing system. I can operate as an intelligent system that educates other people on system science. I have clean certified flyers I can give to farmers. Many want to be, able to be certified in some way, but they don't want to deal with the USDA, all the bureaucracy, all the stuff the government makes you go through. It's a waste of time and it increases the cost of food. So we have a trusted certification that's by us, we the people, that the farmers can get independent of government. And for those that want to understand health in a personalized manner, we have the systems health flyer. So I give people that flyer. They can become systems health educators, learn how to manage their health, and have the ability to teach others. So we're enabling people to help themselves. And I learned a lot about health, taking a systems approach. I actually have better outcomes for my family. Recently, a loved one was hospitalized and I had to talk to a lot of doctors. They had a really complicated medical profile. So specialist after specialist was coming into the hospital room. And one of the doctors said, may I ask you a question? So this made me kind of nervous because they had been asking me a lot of questions the whole time. So what was so special about this question? And she said to me, are you a healthcare worker or a medical professional? Because your knowledge is quite impressive. So that was a really nice compliment to receive. I've worked really diligently to understand health. I became really aware of my lack of knowledge on health a few years back. And so coming to this movement really helped me to deeply understand how to achieve personal health, how to understand how, the right medicine at the right time really matters, how delayed medicine is deadly. And so now I'm able to educate doctors on taking a systems approach. So I educate people on systems health and I educate my community also on their civic duty. One thing I've been doing recently is I'm handing out the USPS flyers. I've been handing them out to people to invite them to participate on our National Day of Demonstration on July 26. July 26 is the 250th anniversary of the United States Postal Service. On this historical day, we're going to be gathering at our local post office in support of USPS workers. We want to save the USPS. Before the USPS was established, the King of England was reading all of our communications and Benjamin Franklin had the foresight to build our own communication infrastructure to protect our privacy of communication and grant us the ability to organize independently. So this was a critical infrastructure. We really needed to have it. So our nation would not have become independent, free nation without this. The revolution was made possible by this institution. It was really critical. So postal workers, they are actually the guardians of our freedom of speech. And the current administration wants to privatize USPS. They want to place it under the Department of Commerce. If this happens, we will not have secure private communication. Right now, it's a federal crime. If someone opens your mail, it's punishable by fines, prison time, and that will change. So we are already under this massive surveillance and online censorship. In 2020, Dr. Shiva discovered the entire infrastructure for big tech surveillance. You can learn more about this at winbackfreedom.com. If the USPS is privatized, then we have no private communication infrastructure left. We can't communicate online without censorship. We really must save this last vestige of freedom of speech. It's a really valuable public infrastructure, and we must save it before it's too late. I don't know if anyone saw, but last month, four big tech executives were sworn into the military as lieutenant colonels. These people have access to your social media, to your email, your medical records, and now they are part of the military. As Dr. Shiva says, where the government begins and big tech ends, nobody knows. So we must take action now to save the USPS. The postal workers that sustain it must also act to protect it. We are organizing this workforce, and we need all of you to participate and organize USPS in your community. We need to educate workers and support their rights. Postal workers, they're second class workers. They don't have the right to strike. I don't know how this makes any sense. How can being a federal employee result in termination of constitutional rights? That's wrong. Clearly it's wrong and needs correcting. So Truth Freedom Health is here to lead the way. And I'm here to tell you that a bottoms up movement of educated, organized working people will be the only way that we create lasting change. And that means you, everyone that's hearing this, I'm calling on you to get involved. You must save your freedom of speech. You must save the USPS. You must save yourself. It's what you are doing, not just sitting on the sidelines, but being part of this movement. We the people, we are the ones that have to shatter the swarm. It is up to us to guarantee our freedoms. So we must seize the means of production to shatter the swarm and become warrior scholars to learn how. You have to learn system science. Then you'll know how exactly you can shatter the swarm. You must understand fundamentals. You want to defeat this highly organized system? Well, can you define what a system is? So we're going to give you those fundamentals here at Truth Freedom Health. We have a course that teaches you all about that. And not only that, but you'll learn how to apply systems thinking to your life. You can learn how to do a system analysis. You've all seen Dr. Shiva's videos. You can learn how to do what he does, how to identify the real problems and the real solutions and be able to see the disturbances and practice disturbance rejection. So there's a lot to this. An important aspect that I think we all really need to grasp is the not so obvious establishment. It's very key. This will prevent you from understanding the not so obvious establishment, really prevents you from wasting time, getting caught up in distractions that prevent you from doing what you need to do, which is organizing a bottoms up movement. The not so obvious establishment, they're the fake opposition, the fake leaders that say one thing but do another. Their actions never match their deeds. Their purpose is to capture those that are breaking free from the system and redirect them back to the establishment. They basically are rounding up slaves and bringing them back to the plantation. So once you fully understand the NOSOE, you don't make excuses for your enemy anymore. You won't be apologetic. You'll be completely unapologetic and call them out for their deception. You won't hope that these fake leaders will do the right thing. No, you will do the right thing. You will be the one that takes the actions. Instead of wishing for someone else to be good, you will become the good that you want to see. Dr. Shiva once said, you can't change evil. And if you try, you will only become evil in the process. This made me think about like all those people in my life that, you know, they're really fucked up. I could clearly see how corrupted they are, and they corrupt the people around them. And yet I would show like compassion and sympathy. And so I really should have reserved that compassion for myself. So understanding the not so obvious establishment helped me not only to recognize the evil in the system, but to also remove toxic people from my personal life. Those that, you know, have been corrupted by the system and they're just not good to be around, you know, identifying that you can't fix bad. You have to crush evil. So I've gained a strong community here at Truth From Health, you know, a community of reliable and honest and kind people, you know, removing those negatives from my life. I have something here positive. I'm surrounded by a community of people that care and they're doing work that matters. So we spend time each day in this movement, you know, to grow because, you know, we do this because we feel like our lives depend on it. And I think lives do depend on it. There's children being massacred by the swarm so they can increase their power, profit, control. We see infrastructure failures. Our water is poisoned. Our air is poisoned. And there's a lot of deadly circumstances from all of this failures and systems. And our lifespan has been reduced by the swarm's policy. And they're affecting us on a biological level. And the amount of stress we have to endure is really unreasonable. And the swarm's not going to defeat themselves. So it's up to us to rise to the occasion and defeat them. That means that I take action, that I go into my community. I share information about systems health. I tell people about Clean Food Certified. I share information about Open Science Institute, how Dr. Shiva is finding solutions for every major disease. Open Science Institute is the only scientific institute in the world by We the People that is discovering real medicine from nature. We're doing this without killing animals. So not only is Dr. Shiva shattering the swarm, but he's shattering cancer. He's shattering heart disease. He's shattering diabetes. And he's doing this, you know, through Cytosol. He developed this technology and he's able to reveal the systems architecture of any disease and use computational biology. He's able to map out the molecular pathways involved and reveal the synergistic combination therapies from nature that can act on those pathways. So instead of living in the swarm's world of reductionism and one size fits all medicine, you can actually access personalized precision medicine. So we have solutions. This movement gives us solutions that are very tangible and real, like MV25 helping me with pain. We have other solutions coming for a number of diseases. And the swarm has, you know, they have fake problems, so they can sell you their fake solutions. Think about what you usually hear about in any given day. You hear about the troubles of the world, how everything is really bad and all these guilty people. And, you know, you can get really caught up in all those crimes and conspiracies. And what happens to people when they do is they become paralyzed in fear. They don't know what to do. They're confused. They have entanglement of thought. They're like, oh my gosh, what's happening? And what this does is it perpetuates stress patterns of behavior. So you're getting all worked up and people getting worked up thinking they're becoming more informed. Like without action, what use is that information? When you become knowledgeable, you see the need to act. And this movement will help you to become knowledgeable. I mean, seriously, like how much information must you consume before you take action? What's stopping you? Like, you know, shit's fucked up. You have every right to be angry. So what are you doing from day to day? I mean, I'm pretty tired of it. Aren't you tired of hearing the same old bullshit, the fucking debt ceiling, the bicker of ego Musk, fuckboy Trump, whether it's mainstream media or the supposed alternative media, these fake influencers, they're delivering the same message. And it's nonstop bullshit that focuses your attention on them. They broadcast all the swarm's crimes. They don't want you to hear about solutions. They want you to hear about every which way they're going to destroy your life. They don't want you to think about what you can do to change it. They don't want you to hear about what we're doing. They don't want you to build an independent bottoms-up movement. But we have a moral obligation to destroy the evil that's plaguing the world. We must shatter the storm, shatter the swarm. We must shatter the swarm. People suffer needlessly at the whim of the swarm, and war is a game to them. Our lives are meaningless. We are disposable slaves, replaceable by other slaves, and soon by AI and robotics. So we really need to take this opportunity that we have now. You need to become a warrior scholar because you must commit yourself to fighting evil. Warrior scholars sustain this movement. They gain systems thinking and infrastructure to organize against the enemy. You're going to learn the science behind revolutionary movements. You can learn why we must seize the means of production and how to do this through system science. So being a warrior scholar is very important because you are funding the Open Science Institute. You are finding solutions to diseases. You're supporting Clean Food Certified movement. You're supporting systems health. And you're freeing yourself from mental slavery and civic atrophy. So I'm going to leave you with this quote. It's by Dr. Shiva. He often uses it. It's by it's actually by a revolutionary. Sorry, excuse me. Dr. Shiva quotes him, and I've always admired him. So it's the great Malcolm X who once said, "We are not outnumbered. We are out-organized." So I think it's time for us to get organized, and we do that through Truth, Freedom, Health, a bottoms-up movement. And you learn how through becoming a warrior scholar. So yeah, thank you. That's my long story.
Wow, incredible. That's incredible, Jill. You said a lot of insightful things. I think it's so, I mean, to pinpoint one, I mean, when you first came across Dr. Shiva, you said he was talking about building a bottoms-up movement, which is basically our the core of our, you know, the core concept we teach, right? And this is a concept that it's not easily understand. You know, this is, essentially what a bottoms-up movement is, you know, it's the only thing that's ever changed for everyday working people has been independent organizations, bottoms-up from everyday working people. Separate from politicians, separate from parties. And that's how we got all these gains in history. And we actually educate people on this. We teach people their history that the swarm doesn't want you to know. They don't want you to know your history. And so that's how we got all these, you know, child labor laws, infrastructure. That's how we got out of the Vietnam War. That's how the women got the right to vote. It's been through bonds up movements. And so that's the only way that's the only way out. That's the only solution. And so if you are interested in learning more about that, and what is a bonds up movement and what that entails, you come to our movement and we'll educate you. And so Jill has been through, she's been here longer than me. So there's a lot we can learn from Jill. And so I'd like to say thanks, Jill, for sharing your incredible journey to Truth Room Health. So thanks.
Thank you. Thanks for letting me speak.
All right. So now we're going to go to our final speaker. Her name is Barbara Hurd. She's from Florida. She's one of the new upcoming leaders. Barbara has a lot of energy. She's always asking questions. She's always she's great taking feedback. And so I'm excited to really introduce her and have her share her story before Truth Freedom Health and what it is now. So the floor is yours, Barbara.
Thank you, Nick. So I'm Barb Herda, and I live in Florida. I'm a retired university instructor, judo coach, and athlete. And I now tutor Spanish. I play pickleball. And I love listening and acting on all of Dr. Shiva's past videos, thousands of them, and a wealth of knowledge and wisdom and clarity. I grew up on a self-sustaining farm. So come from a hardworking community, and we grew our own vegetables and meat. So I've always deeply respected how our body is an extension of that natural energy from nature. And I want to start with a quick journey through your day. And my question for you is this: from the moment you wake up to the moment you fall asleep, how many words do you think you used? A good typist can type 130, 150 words a minute. So we can talk at least 100. It's probably more, I know, but it's easier for math, and we're going to downplay it. So if we talk 5 minutes, 100 words a minute, you're at 500 words. Depending on your job, personal relations, etc., the total words spoken out loud in one day, say 3,000 up to 15,000 words. And that's not, so the bottom line, once you add that together, you're looking at 1 hour up to 4, 5, 6 hours of pure spoken language. But the thing is, if you're up at 7 a.m. and you fall asleep at 11, that's 16 hours of being awake. So what's going on with the other 12 hours? And this is what I learned from Dr. Shiva and the systems approach. The majority of language that we use is internal dialogue. It doesn't matter if we speak English, French, Spanish, Mandarin, Russian, Farsi. We use language primarily to communicate with ourselves. So now you got to ask yourself, and don't be nice, go deep. Are you thinking how, or are you thinking what? Meaning, when information is coming in, is it enabling you how to think so that you get knowledge, wisdom, and clarity? Or does the information lead you what to think? Authorities know better. and you're still confused because the swarm loves to tell you, oh, no, no, it's pro-vax, anti-vax. Milk, drink it. No, don't drink it. Meat, eat it. No, don't eat it. Be politically correct. Self-censor. Go along to get along. Democrats this, Republicans that. Pick a side, left, right. You're either for or against. It's division. And we are letting them fill our heads with false choices that never let us see the big picture, how everything fits, how everything interconnects. The swarm has hijacked our internal dialogue. And this is important because thought precedes action. We think, then we act. And it affects not only how we connect with others, but with whom. And if you need a problem fixed, who do you want? A people pleaser or a warrior scholar? So we got to take back our internal dialogue. Systems training is the way. And that's why I'm a warrior scholar. And before True Freedom Health, I wasn't just confused. I was pissed off. Everything destructive to us and nature, the swarm was normalizing. They normalize obesity, genocide, corporate pollution, mental issues. Their policies have kept us in war, crappy food, a drug-induced passive shell of a human being that won't even fight for themselves anymore. And the evidence, the cost of living keeps going up and lifespan is now officially going down. Lifespan. And here we are in 2025. Their system isn't broke. It's fixed. It's rigged. And I'm not a stupid person. Teaching courses in the university, I taught big picture approach. So students left my classes armed with tools to think critically. Competing and later coaching in judo, I had to follow a system to practice the sport effectively, both as a coach and an athlete. And that's great because it helped me maximize what I could do in this sport. And finally, I saved my ass off for retirement and find out that the swarm's financial system was to benefit them. So I learned how the system worked, took care of it. I'm out of the financial system, but I was still not getting something. And if anybody had asked me before Truth Freedom Health, anybody had asked me, what's a system, Barb? I don't have a fucking clue. I appreciated what a system could do, but I could not define it. So when I finally found the Truth Freedom Health movement in just last year, May of 2024, Dr. Sheba connected all the random dots in my head. And I was thinking, okay, teaching classes, that's different from finances, is different from judo, but they all have the same basic elements that make up any system. A system's a blueprint. It's just a blueprint, and it lets us see how things are interconnected. And I've never seen more clearly than I do now. So my aha moment to understanding the nightmare cycle, the system that we're living in, was when Dr. Sheba said, it's not a swamp, it's a swarm, and the swarm doesn't have headquarters. They don't have a sign hanging up that says, yo, we're over here. They're not just made up of one or two families. They're not based out of one or two countries. And you cannot point to just a handful of them, handful, and say, oh, it's him, it's her, it's them. And that's when I realized that the swarm is literally a shape-shifting, phase-shifting force of power, profit, control. This MO, this modus operandi, keeps them organized. And if those parasites can self-organize and align their actions around power, profit, control, we workers who actually get the work done in this world are certainly more than capable of self-organizing and aligning our actions around the system of Truth, Freedom, Health. Malcolm X, the real hero, said, you heard earlier, we're not outnumbered. We are out-organized. Learn systems thinking, people. It takes one day, less than one day. And True Freedom Health is the only platform that's teaching system science so we working people self-organize into one powerful movement, one powerful voice. United, we are the solution. We workers make the world turn. Our labor makes the world turn. And that's why the swarm has to hijack our internal dialogue to prevent us working people from coming together bottoms up. The swarm is not saving us. They're destroying us. And you cannot vote your way out. Systems training teaches us that the consciousness of working people, our values, they're different. They are different from the swarm. The swarm wants us fat, dumb, happy, and entertained. Are you happy? And if you want to reduce stress, there's nothing better than systems thinking. Why? Because you will not waste your precious time with the hypocritical nonsense of the swarm. You get the ability to redirect to the real issue. So pro anti-vax, the real question is, how do I boost my immunity? Treasuries, bonds, stablecoin, Bitcoin, crypto. The real question, how do I preserve the purchasing power of my savings? Drink milk, eat meat, avoid eggs. The real question, your body, your system, what your body needs. One size does not fit all. And that's actually how you'll realize that you're starting to understand systems, because your questions, the quality of your questions gets better. And that's part of the feedback, the sensors. So real questions, you get real solutions. And children learn so easily systems training, especially the way Dr. Shiva broke it down and delivered. They learn how to think for themselves. They own their life force from the get-go. And as a warrior scholar, you can gift systems training to as many youth children under 18 years of age. So if you've been trying to connect the dots, get ready. Foundations of Systems Science gives you the power to do it. I thought I was being the light. I thought I was making a difference sitting on my butt and sharing, passing out videos. Oh, this is a good one. I was engaged, but I was not making change. And I'm here to tell you, be an agent of change. Get off your tush. Join the Truth Freedom Health community. It's not hard. Our team here in Florida, we've handed out thousands of flyers and cards. We've had thousands of conversations, constructive conversations. And this weekly open house meetings, they keep us interconnected globally, exchanging best practices. Andrew was the first warrior scholar who reached out to me, didn't try to convince me of anything, just told me like it is. By the time I finished the Get Off the Plantation, I knew I had to walk the talk. I had to be disciplined, self-reliant. I had to fight for the humanity that we're supposed to be. And my first open house, I got to tell you, initially skeptic. I came, I'm watching, and who are these people? What's really going down here? Is this a cult? And I kept coming back and back. And I kept seeing faces. I kept seeing Doris Dabish, Jewel Manker, Marianne Barry, and many others. Rock solid, decent, working human beings who will go to their deathbeds pushing to elevate consciousness. So I had to get past my shyness talking to others, but the hard work is already done for us. The movement's built. It's built. We just need to grow it. The tools are there, the flyers, the cards, you can download them black and white. It's perfect. Buy it if you want. So it's you putting high quality solutions into people's hands. And that is the conversation starter. And cytosol, which is the solution that eliminates animal testing to find new medicines, it's been cited and published in top science journals. Why haven't you heard of it? Big Pharma doesn't profit. And they know. Dr. Shiva has spoken to them multiple times. Big Pharma knows about cytosol. Lori, one of our amazing warrior scholars here in Florida, loves animals. Disciplined, consistent, every day. She talks to 1, 2, 3 people, businesses, educating them about cytosol. Animal hospitals, pet stores, grooming companies. And they're just so thankful to be told, because they just simply didn't know with all the censorship. They just didn't know. Another one of our warrior scholars, Sean, can hand out 50 Shatter the Swarm cards, less than 10 minutes. Goes to a big parking lot, Home Depot, Walmart, places a card in the driver's side window, done. another Truth Freedom Healther, Richard, and his girlfriend. They post flyers on the outside of their door, so when people walk by, they see them. I've got three bumper stickers. One is on the rear windshield window, and then one on either side of the passengers, the rear passenger side. So there are so many ways to become involved. Educate, get educated, and connect with others. So this human system, this community of Truth, Freedom, Health is the infrastructure that shatters the establishment and that not so obvious establishment of the swarm. We are the working force, offline, delivering real solutions in real time through their electronic surveillance censorship system. And in finishing with the U.S. Postal Service, we've already said it was set up. Why? Because the British were opening every American's mail. So Benjamin Franklin, the first postmaster, along with founders and some other really smart, foreseeing Americans, set it up to protect American communication system, free speech. And that's why it's protected under federal law. 5 years in jail, up to a $250,000 fine. So you gotta ask yourself, why is Congress wanting to put U.S. Postal under the Department of Commerce? Why are they continuing to privatize when DHL, FedEx, Amazon, UPS, any of them open, any communication or mail, there is no legal remedy, nothing. And don't believe me, check it out. So join us. It's going to continue after, but join us this Saturday, 2 days from now, July 26th, stand out for U.S. Postal and stand out for our right to protect a communication system. And this also includes electronic. So demand email people, electronic services, they got to go under federal law protection. So respect yourself, raise your standards, be a real human being and put these parasitic scumbags in their place and know that you're in the right place at the right time. Malcolm X also said there would ultimately be a clash, but it wouldn't be based on skin color and religions. It would be based on the oppressed, between the oppressed and those doing the oppressing. This is a class war. Don't think otherwise or you're fucked. Learn the swarm's secret game. Systems thinking is the key to us self-organizing around the force that is truth, freedom, and health. It is the key to taking back your internal dialogue that was hijacked by swarm gibberish, left, right, pro, anti, pick a side. And you're here. You are here because you have a spark inside. So light that fire. We are human beings first. Everything else is secondary. It's go time, people. We're live. Truthfreedomhealth.com. Become the warrior scholar you already are. And thank you for letting me share.
Oof. Did y'all hear that? These are the type of people that are in our movement. We have the top shelf, upper echelon type of people in our movement. And just to echo what Barbara was saying earlier, when it comes to system science, that is our foundation. We live in a world where we get all this information. We're bombarded with all this information. But without system science, you don't have the foundation, the grounding to see through the information and to decipher what information is right for you. And so you're seeing through the lens of ignorance when you don't have system science as your foundation. So, but when you have system science thinking and training, you're able to see the whole. And once you're able to see the whole, you're able to have clarity and wisdom, and then you become active like Barbara has. She's gone on the ground. She's passed out cards. And so that's why we ask people to become a warrior scholar. This is for your benefit. And all working people should become warrior scholars at the end of the day, because once all of us become warrior scholars, we will shatter these people. These people are not that powerful. It's literally 0.0001% of people and 8 billion of us. Are you kidding me? We have the strength in numbers. I mean, it's laughable at this point. So get involved. And I'm glad that Barbara is, and you know, she's grown a lot since she's been in the movement. And so it's great to even be sharing the being in presence with these three amazing women who have gone through a lot in their own, in their personal lives and in their, you know, in their and with their journeys into Truth Frame Health. And so the question I have to ask is, do you want to seize the moment to seize the means of production? Because that is our ultimate goal for Truth Frame Health movement. And the vehicle to take us there is system science, which is the foundation, like I said, of our movement. No one's coming to save you. You have to save yourself. These people don't give a fuck about you. And we're going to curse all day long at these people because they're continuing the suffering and just letting and all this destruction going on in the world. So the least we can do is curse at them. So please do not use all the curse words at your disposal, at your in your arsenal to call these people out, because these people don't give a fuck about you. I care about you and all. And these three women, we care. We all care about working people because we work. So we walk in your shoes. These people don't, these celebrities and social media influencers, they don't work. They don't, why, so if they don't work, why would they care about you? And we have solutions like all these, all of our speakers eloquently talked about. We have the Warrior Scholar Program where you learn the science systems, the clean certification program where you actually, we actually create the standard for what clean food is. That's Dr. Shiva created. It goes beyond non-GMO. Goes beyond USD organic. So there's a standard for gas, but there's not a standard for clean food. And so that's something that you can get involved in. The Sisters Health Program, which I'm involved in, because I actually want to educate people on people's health through systems thinking, which you can go through and you can actually learn and become a systems health educator and switch careers if that's so that you choose to be. And so that's why I'm involved, because I want to educate other people on health, because the world is sick, right? Yeah. And then Cytosol, that's a technology Dr. Shiva created that will help eliminate animal testing. And we can go after any disease. And yes, I said it, we can go after any disease and find natural medicines faster, cheaper, and more efficient than big pharma. And so those are our solutions. So come join us. This is the ultimate fight, and the meaning of life is fighting evil. And so fighting evil, and that's all of us on, you know, these three women and the people in our movement, that's what we're doing. We're fighting evil, and that's the meaning of life. So come join us. What are you waiting for? Just sign up now. Don't even think about it. Just sign up right now. And so I don't know if any Rose or Barbara or Jill have any other final thoughts they want to share to the people.
I just have one, not to underestimate or undervalue your contribution, because sometimes I see people, well, I didn't hand that much out or I didn't do this much. That's swarm chatter. You just got your internal dialogue hijacked. Every little bit helps. The more you can do on the ground, the better. But do not undervalue anything. We're all in this together. That's it.
Rose, Jill, you want to add anything or?
Yeah, I wanted to say what you mentioned was when Dr. Shiva said that our true purpose on this earth is to fight evil. And that's what we're doing through Truth Freedom Health. We're fighting the evil, and we need everyone to join us. Become a warrior scholar, please.
Jill, you want to say anything?
Yeah, I just want everybody to know that we're here every single week. We make these contributions a part of our lifestyle. So just come back, come back, come back. Consistency, show up. It's not going to happen by itself. Nick is here every week. Rain or shine, you can hear him. He's always here. But these leaders are amazing, extraordinary people, the Warrior Scholars, and you're amongst really good people here. So be a part of this movement, and I hope everyone will return for next week.
Yeah, and we were actually redefining what community is. Community is not just going out, partying, getting drunk, you know. That ain't community. That's far from what community. Community, what actual community is what we're creating here at Truth Freedom Health, building something with, we're building something that's bigger than all of us. This is so big. This is so grand. And the bond that I have with these people in this movement through the actions, through the activities we have, and to and because we all have the same goals. We're fighting evil. I mean, this is like a very, I mean, this is extraordinary what we're creating. And so this is what real community is. And so if you actually want to be part of a global community that actually has strong values, actually has people who have integrity and standards and are like-minded, who actually are sick and tired of what they see in the world, then come join our movement. And so that's really all I have to say to that. And I think I just want to close with what Barbara and Jill were saying about the Postal Service. And so as you go to truthfreedomhealth.com, you scroll down. And so if you click on the save the that's the banner we have for Venerimo has an urgent warning, save the USPS. There will be a video there that you can watch, and where Dr. Shiva goes in more detail about the Postal Service. And so, you know, the Postal Service was actually created to protect free speech. And it's actually, you know, they're actually in the communication business. And so that's what the founding fathers, that's actually one of the founding fathers' great innovations was that and the patent system. And so there's the flyer that we're all, and you'll see me, you'll see Barbara, Rose, and Jill. We'll be passing out a bunch of these flyers this Saturday, which is the 250th anniversary of the U.S. Postal Service. And so I'm really excited to get on the ground and educate the people. And actually these Postal Service workers, they don't understand the value and the vitality of the Postal Service. So it's going to be, and some people and have already shared where they actually gone to these Postal Services and educating them, and they're actually feel real appreciated that someone actually cares, because they think that no one actually cares about them, but we do. Us working people, the people in Truth Freedom Health, because when you it's because that's what it's going to take, people, other working people, to lock arms with other working people to shatter the swarm. And so that's what I just want to close with. I'd like to thank again all the speakers who spoke tonight, these amazing women. Last week we had amazing men who were share their journeys, and this week we have our women speak. So I'm glad to share the stage with all three of y'all. And I'm just excited to get to work.
Yeah,
that's all I know is just work. And you get what you put in. So I just want to close with that. We're going to get back to our town hall. And so, yeah, thanks for watching. So take care, be the light, and we'll see you again next time.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training, because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up. Working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own, quote unquote, people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum. People can go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics. And I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhealth.com. So people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth Freedom Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there. But we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhealth.com. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine. But I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based interoffice mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosol, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light, learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva.